Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. A tragic end to a week-long search has been confirmed by the U.S. Coast Guard with the discovery of debris today from a missing submersive. CBS's Stacey Lynn has details.
Coast Guard Rear Admiral John Mauger confirmed what was found.
The tail cone of the Titan submersible, approximately 1,600 feet from the bow of the Titanic.
He says all five people on board are presumed dead.
The debris is consistent with a catastrophic implosion of the vessel.
He offered up his condolences to the families.
I hope that this discovery provides some solace during this difficult time.
The family of the sub's captain also says they're united in grief with the other families who lost loved ones in that sub. NASCAR is now pitching in to help reconstruct a section of I-95 that collapsed earlier this month in Philly. State Transportation Secretary Michael Carroll says a jet dryer will help crews work in the rain.
With the Pocono Raceway equipment, we'll be able to stripe the road, paint the road, and then what happens after that, it's a very quick drying paint. The challenge for us is just to make sure it adheres to the surface of the road.
A temporary fix should be in place soon to get traffic moving again in that area. The armorer of the Rust film set is facing a new charge now. In addition to manslaughter for the 2021 shooting, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed will also be charged with tampering with evidence after she allegedly gave drugs to someone to prevent her from getting in trouble. In Washington, a judge revealed George Santos's father and aunt co-signed the bond to keep him out of jail. But Santos lashed out at the media.
My entire reasoning for keeping it secret, because now I know what's going to happen. You guys are going to go dig up their addresses, their phone numbers. You're going to drive their lives absolutely miserable. They didn't sign up for this.
He's facing more than a dozen federal crimes. The White House rolled out the red carpet today for President Biden's visit with India's Prime Minister Modi. But a big focus was on his dictator comments about China's president.
Secretary Blinken had a great trip to China. I expect to be meeting with President Xi sometime in the future, in the near term, and I don't think it's had any real consequence.
Folks in Matador, Texas are now cleaning up major tornado damage today.
My truck is gone. I don't know where the heck it is.
These storms killed four people. Don't stop, make it pop, DJ, don't pop star Kesha has settled a long legal battle with producer Dr. Luke over rape accusations. Terms of their deal weren't released, but this means both will avoid trial this summer. This is CBS News.
Need hires who dazzle without the hassle? You need Indeed. Their powerful platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions.
Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool.
Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
So you just used bug spray in your home. Now what? Well, between the waiting and waiting for things to dry up and keeping your family away from the mess, it hits you. You could have used Zevo. Unlike other bug sprays that stick around, Zevo goes from kill to clean in seconds. Plus, it's safe for use around people and pets when used as directed. Zevo, people friendly, bug deadly.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation. The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
All in to win. GTW Lawyers.com.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. Good news for the housing market today from Governor Evers' desk. Here's Pete Schwabo with more info.
Governor Tony Evers signed a bipartisan package of affordable housing legislation today. This will help expand safe, affordable housing for working families in our state. The governor said this is a critical effort to help support the state's workforce and maintain the state's economic momentum. Pete Schwabo, Civic Media News.
Wisconsin's rainy day reserves are getting bigger, but experts say there's room for improvement. The Legislative Fiscal Bureau says the state has $1.8 billion stashed away, generating about $7 million a month. That's a lot better than a decade ago, but still below the national average. The Fiscal Bureau is proposing a couple of options. One would be to transfer $525 million to the fund to bring Wisconsin even with other states. The other would be to transfer $1.3 billion. That would aim to make Wisconsin's rainy day fund recession-proof. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 58. Southeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tomorrow, highs around 89. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 63. Upper 80s Saturday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Much cooler Sunday with highs in the mid-70s. Chance for storms continues. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 88.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
Also now finally streaming live video if you want to watch me talk. I mean, that's... I've been told that I should never play poker, Evan, because my face says exactly what I'm thinking all the time.
You gotta wear the sunglasses. Big sunglasses.
Huge sunglasses, a hoodie. Goes the... now deceased Unabomber. There's actually a pro poker player that's called the Unabomber. I'm not actually being totally glib about Ted Kaczynski. But yeah, we're now streaming live on YouTube and Facebook. You can look me up on Facebook. I believe it's Maggie Dawn Show. On Twitter, The Maggie Dawn Show. You can always email me, maggie.dawn@civicmedia.us. And while it sounds like Dawn of the Resistance, it is spelled D-A-U-N, so check that one out when you go looking for me on the socials. So I thought we would start someplace kind of fun today, Evan, because it's been a bit of a heavy week of news, I should say. And the place that I wanted to start, I believe this news sort of started breaking maybe yesterday and then was confirmed a little bit later on in the evening, and that is that Elon Musk... Tweeter in chief.
That's solid. We can't move on from that too quickly. Tweeter in chief. I love it.
Tweeter in chief. Yes. Also, resident jerk in chief. Apparently,
got it. I mean,
this guy sounds like a boss that everyone would hate. Like, no matter what you think of Elon Musk or what he's doing with Twitter, no one would ever want to work for this person. Am I wrong? I mean, just awful.
It does
awful.
Sound truly terrible. I mean, people really passionate about their jobs there, been there for years and years and years, to sort of be uprooted like that. It sounded really unpleasant.
Then oops, we fired too many people and the platform might collapse. Please come back. You can join our convo this Thursday talk back at 844-967-2789. I'm going to tell you what news about Elon I'm talking about in just a second. But if you want to tell me what you wanted to scream at the TV or radio when you heard something this week on the news, give me a call. Phone lines are open, 844-967-2789. We can talk about what you wanted to talk back at your radio or TV about this week, because there was a lot of it. But getting back to everyone's favorite boss, jerk-in-chief, Twitter-in-chief, tweeter-in-chief, Elon Musk, apparently he threw down on Twitter with Mark Zuckerberg, CEO of Facebook, now Meta, whatever that means, and challenged him, I guess, to like an actual MMA fight, or was it just boxing? I wasn't able to follow it super closely. But yeah, Musk sort of calls out his social media rival, billionaire rivals. I love it when billionaires decide to sort of go after each other. Always makes for some fun fun moments. And indeed, this is one of them. So Elon Musk calls out Mark Zuckerberg on Twitter and says, "Why don't you fight me?" And Mark responds and is like, "Where are we going?"
Oh, I'd love it. Oh, I'd love it.
Literally said location, which is sort of apparently amongst the children these days when somebody throws down and you're like, where are we going? I'm ready. Let's do it. That's kind of your super sauce there. So turns out this wasn't just these two guys going off. Dana White was actually interviewed by TMZ Sports. Dana White is this, I'm just going to say it, dirtbag that runs MMA, the one that everybody buys on TV and that earns all the money. I could do a whole show on Dana White and the MMA and their stupid weight classes and how sick they make their athletes and how underpaid they make their athletes. That is a racket if I ever saw one. But anyways, Dana White's the guy that runs all this crazy business. And apparently
It is a racket.
Completely.
It's wild.
Completely.
Just Google him. Look up some of the stuff, some of the scandals he's been involved with. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, dirt bag. You look that up in the dictionary. There's Dana White. So TMZ calls up Dana White and says, "What do you know about the Musk v. Zuck throwdown?" And he tells them this, quote, "Talked with Mark and Elon last night. Both guys are absolutely dead serious about this because they both said, yeah, we'll do it. They both want to do it. Mark Zuckerberg hit me up first and he said, is he serious?
This cannot be real. It cannot be real."
Yes, this is Dana White quoting to TMZ. Mark Zuckerberg hit me up first and he said, is he serious? And I told him, I don't know. Let me ask him. Then I asked Elon and he said, yeah, I'm dead serious. So then this is Dana White's commentary. This would be the biggest fight ever in the history of the world, bigger than anything that's ever been done. Kind of sounds like you know who, doesn't he? It would break all pay-per-view records. These guys would raise hundreds of millions of dollars for charity, and you don't have to even be a fight fan to be interested in it. Everyone would want to see it. The biggest fight of all time was Floyd Mayweather and Conor O'Brien. I just think this triples that. It triples what that did. There's no limit on what that thing can make. So they're talking about actually scheduling this fight in Vegas, and I thought, okay, dad bod Musk and like little puny Zuckerberg. This just by sheer weight, I thought the Zuck is gonna get crushed.
And I'm calling it right now. Like the board of directors or whatever of Tesla and Meta, they're not gonna let this happen. They're gonna like, oh, sorry, we can't fight. The board said we couldn't do
it. Oh, I'm sure they'll sort something out. They're not going to let these guys act. There'll be ground rules. They can't actually kill one another. But I'm curious, 844-967-2789. Who do you think comes out on top? My immediate thought was, oh, Mark, you're toast. Dad bod's just going to shear. All he has to do is land one decent punch with a little bit of the chub behind him.
But skinny guys fight till they're burger.
Yes. And doesn't Mark Zuckerberg, he's got that CEO, that weird tech CEO, like I don't blank stare into space.
Throw you
zone
off.
Out thing?
Throw you off before the match.
Absolutely. And I figure I can see Zuck being one of those guys that literally like goes nuts and won't stop unless he's actually dead.
Especially if you're not a trained fighter. Like people don't realize like untrained fighters can be extremely dangerous because they don't know when
so
to stop.
So messy.
Yeah.
So messy. Well, turns out, funny that you mentioned that, Evan, and no, if you're listening at home, Evan and I did not plan that. Funny that you mentioned that because I did a little digging. Turns out Mark Zuckerberg is a huge MMA fan and he's been training. He's been taking Brazilian jiu-jitsu and MMA grappling classes.
Oh, my.
I mean, what? And this isn't just like, oh, I heard it was a cool workout, so I went and did this. He actually competed in a professional Brazilian jiu-jitsu tournament.
I'd have paid to see it. I would have.
And he won a medal.
Wow. He paid for the medal. Yeah, come on.
Right? I mean, maybe he did, but I don't know too many folks that do Brazilian jiu-jitsu with any degree of seriousness that would just hand out participation awards. I just don't. It's not part of that sport culture. This is Maggie fun fact. Way back in the day when I lived in New York, I wasn't playing rugby anymore, so I had a wee bit of stress and energy to get rid of, Evan. So I walked into my gym one day and saw a whole bunch of people doing kickboxing. And was like, that looks cool. Cool workout. But I don't do classes because their chicks get weirdly competitive. I don't know why. I'm also 6 feet tall, and I'm like, I don't actually want to fight you. So I asked the guy if he would train me just one-on-one. So I ended up doing Muay Thai training for like 3 years, did some pretty serious sparring. So that was kind of in my fun time. So you'll never see me endorsing MMA. I'm stand-up fighting only.
And I've never been in a fight to begin with, so I'm right there with you.
I love that. That's a great thing. We should give medals out for that. Have you never been in a fight? You get an award.
I don't know. It's just dangerous. I know a kid that ended up in the hospital for, it was like 10 or 11 days. He got hit in the jaw, got an infection. I mean, he almost died. And there was just, you know, some squabble in the McDonald's parking lot. It's dangerous.
Terrible. Terrible. Yeah, I don't recommend it. But boy, that I thought working out for rugby was hard. And then I tried box, and then I tried the kickbox. Those were the only times I ever actually like lost my lunch at a training session was the boxing training for real. But anyways, I was firmly in the Elon's going to kick Mark's butt camp. And then I found out that apparently Mark Zuckerberg is now a fitness junkie and a Brazilian jiu-jitsu medal winner at a professional Brazilian jiu-jitsu tournament. So I say, schedule this up ASAP. Boy, is that going to be a foil for everything that's going on in our country, don't you think?
A little bit of, you know, some publicity behind it, too.
A wee bit. I mean, I have never paid for a professional boxing match or any of the MMA stuff because I think the whole setup is not good and exploits fighters. And I've never wanted to sort of put my money towards that effort.
That's right.
But this one, holy cow.
It does feel different, doesn't it?
Yes. First of all, it's billionaires fighting. So on that basis alone, that sounds like an attractive way to spend an afternoon. Second of all, it's Elon Musk, one of the single most annoying human beings on the planet, probably followed a close second by the guy that invented Facebook, which has taken us down this terrible rabbit hole of misinformation and Russian election interference and all of this nonsense, right? So he kind of bugs me too. And those two guys that are really annoying and super rich are going to fight each other?
Just the hubris. I mean, there's something here. There's something here.
And then you layer on top of it the whole political thing, right? Because Musk is sort of a darling of the right. DeSantis went on to the Twitter for arguably the worst presidential campaign rollout in the history of presidential campaign rollouts. Carrier pigeons and an abacus would have done a more compelling job of announcing DeSantis's presidency.
Yes.
Presidential run. But yeah, so Elon, fan of the right, Zuckerberg, boy, he's a favorite boogeyman of the right. He funds all these voting ballot drop boxes. Yeah, because that was legal. Thanks much. Three courts hold so. When we come back, we're going to talk about my other random favorite piece of news from the week, which just happened yesterday, which I think will be, earlier today. It'll be much fun to talk about that when we come back. Join us. Tell me what you want to talk back about. What did you hear on the radio or TV this week that had you screaming at your radio or TV? 844-967-2789. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on Civic Media.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Chris Inda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
From her Baker Field in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters head east to take on the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders. Good evening, everybody. Joey Fear with you here on WFHR 97.5 FM 1320 AM. Well, the Rafters are looking to continue their road trip, as so they've been on the road since Monday. First two games were in Wausau, and they played a doubleheader in Green Bay yesterday where they split the series with the Rockers. So they're looking to today to continue that road trip and get it off with a win. The Dock Spiders are a team, though, that's been hot. They were last in the division for, I guess, the majority of the start of the season, but then they have started to find their rhythm. They've won four out of their past five games. They have a three-game winning streak. In the past three games, they've acquired 44 hits as a team. So they're a red-hot team right now that's looking to continue to get back in the swing of things in the Great Lakes West Division. They currently sit fifth, as Lakeshore Chinooks sit sixth. The Rafters, they sit fourth, so they're looking to continue that. They're 12-11 this season, Wisconsin Rapids Rafters are. So for them to just build on the team and get better as a team, that's going to be the question, because we've seen times when they've looked unbeatable. In the first game, they took down the Green Bay Rockers yesterday, winning 11-4. They out-hit them 16-9, but the game after that, they unfortunately lost. They lost 6-5. They had times where they crawled back in the game. They cut it to a one-run ball game late in the game, but couldn't find a way to get over the hump and to win that series. So Rafters today here at Herb Baker Field. This is the third time these two teams have met, and they've all been here in Fond du Lac. Rafters and the Dock Spiders, first two games, they split. Rafters, last time these two teams played, they played here, and the Rafters were able to take down the Dock Spiders 1-0. It was a close game. There wasn't really much going on as the Julian Tristan came in and got the save late in the game. The Dock Spiders were threatening, but the Rafters found a way to win. So these two teams getting set here in about 13 minutes. As for the Rafters, Jacob Rosenkrantz will be getting the start on the mound. He is the Valparaiso product with a 2-0 record. As Hogan Haligso, Anna Creighton, he'll be slotted in at catcher. Jack Basir at first base. Ty Johnson back in the lineup. He's at second base. Shane Taylor at third. Jorge Degatti at shortstop. We've seen him at third. We've seen him at second. We haven't seen him at the shortstop role today, so he's going to be slotted in at the shortstop position. Anthony Gallison back in the lineup, the left fielder. Logan Hugo, his impressive play is continuing, which has earned him a spot in the lineup. He'll be slotted in at center field. Brendan Bobo at right field. As for the Dock Spiders, Amar Sengig out of the University of Texas, Dallas, the College Station, Texas native, will be getting the start on the mound. Sengig, Paul Smith will be slotted in at the catcher's role. Teddy Dieters at first base. Luke Nowitzki at second. Jake Serain at third. Jack Gorman slotted in at shortstop. Travis Strickler at left field. Connor Cooney at center. And Jack Peterson at right. So they have an interesting lineup. They're going with a little bit guys different than the last time the Rafters played them. Teddy Dieters in the lineup. Jared Heinzen at the University of Wisconsin Parkside. He is the DH. So the question can the Rafters take this series right now with the Dock Spiders? Each team with a win. The Dock Spiders are batting a .227 as a team with 111 runs, 186 hits, 94 RBIs, and they've been walked 121 times. So that's the question. They have 121 hits. Well, no, walks. 121 walks. They have 186 hits with 94 RBIs. The Rafters, for them to continue to play well, they've batting .245 as a team. They have 199 hits with 113 runs scored. They have 102 RBIs as a team. So they've had times where they've looked unbelievable. Those big runs, those big hits, and they've got guys that have been back-to-back hits, but then they've been halted at times where they just haven't been able to buy a hit, as yesterday. You know, they were up early in that game, but, you know, the Green Bay Rockers came back. Rafters pulled away at the end, but they were up 3-0 early in the first game, where Brendan Bobo hit a three-run shot, four scoreless innings of baseball after that. So that was the issue. They had a good start, but Green Bay crawled back in that game, in the first game of the doubleheader, made it 3-2, but the Rafters from then on just absolutely had an avalanche of runs, scoring three runs, two runs in an inning, and really putting that game to bed in the first game. Second game, for them, they were down early, but they found a way to get back and make it close, but the Rockers just pulled away. So we'll take a quick break here on WFHR. National Anthem coming up here shortly. We'll be back in a moment.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home, just waiting for the... And there they go, almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Back inside Herb Baker Field, as head manager for the Knox Bunters, Douglas Coe, currently in the batter's box, meeting with the umpires. Kirk Schreider has just come out, shaking everybody's hands. So Kirk Schreider in his third season, and, well, it was last season where the Rafters had that remarkable season. They had 29-6 was their first half record, and then they finished the season 57-15. So fans were expecting, I would say, not maybe that, but that in an aggregate, in a way, to say they were expecting a great product for this team. But look, it's early right now. They're 12-11, so they've been at times where they've had chances where to take the first game, to win the first game, but they fell, you know, in the opening day. So they're just trying to figure out their team as a whole. They had chances to take first place position in the Great Lakes West Division, but they have since been founded in a way that, you know, they've struggled at times. They've been good. They've had good times where they've played well, but at also times it's been a struggle for them. So they're looking to find a way to just continue to play and get better as a team, and that's all you can do. They have guys, their pitching staff has been good at times, but also there has been times where they've given up 3-4 hits in an inning, and that's really hurt them. And those timely hits for the Rafters are going to be a key for them on the offensive side. They have great hitters back. Brendan Bobo has started to swing the bat better. He had a three-run shot yesterday in game one, and the day before that against Wausau, he also had a three-run home run. So he started to find his rhythm with 8 RBIs right now. So Brendan Bobo, a guy that you can trust and you can look at like, hey, you know, he's going to start to swing the bat better. He's gotten hits in his past couple games. But a guy that's really stood out, Logan Hugo, has really started to kind of get his own as well. So Hugo, obviously, in that center role. But the Rafters, for them, they're leading off with Gallison, Johnson, Basir. And then they're going Bobo, Gurbich, Hugo. And to round out the order, Taylor, Haligzo, and Jorge Degani. As for the Dock Spiders, they're going with Cooney, Nowitzki, Strickler, Dieters, Heinzen, and Peterson. And then to round out that order, Gorman, Smith, and Jake Serrain. So Serrain, obviously, in the nine hole. And he's been batting well. He's batting a 282, but they have a lot of hitters. Luke Nowitzki has been batting a 327. Teddy Dieters out of Maple Plain, Minnesota, and the Xavier University products, batting a 361 with eight RBIs. So they have a lot of guys that are ready to make a mark for them, for the Dock Spiders. So just about 5 minutes away here from first pitch. We'll take a quick break here on WFHR. We'll be back in a moment.
Wisconsin River Orthopedics of Wisconsin Rapids features the area's only open MRI unit. What does this mean to you? If you are claustrophobic or if you're big or overweight, you'll love this open MRI. If you are nervous about loud noises and other MRIs, you'll appreciate this open MRI. Plus, they feature board-certified musculoskeletal radiologists to read your images. If you need MRI, ask for open MRI at Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids. Go to WROinstitute.com or call 424-8255. 1881, relieving pain and restoring lives.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. But did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on WisCountry 105.5.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Back inside Herb Akerfield as the Dock Spiders are taking the field now. Rafters lost the first game here back early in the top of the month as game after that, they were able to squeeze out a victory 1-0, but they have not played at Witter Field. So this is the third meeting between these two teams, and this is also the third game here played at Herb Akerfield. So Rafters have not seen them at Witter Field. They're going to see them tomorrow, but they're going to have to look to take care of business here on the road once again. This is the fifth game here for the Rafters on the road. They've been on the road this entire week. They go back for a game tomorrow at home, but then they hit the road. The Michigan teams, they will play four games in a row. They go to Battle Creek and Traverse City. So they're looking to just find a way to get a win here against a Dock Spiders team that struggled to start the season, but since then has won four of its past five games. And they have a three-game winning streak. They beat Madison back on June the 20th, 15-8. They beat Lake. They swept Lakeshore 6-5 and also 6-4. So they're back home for the first time in three games. So getting ready here in just moments away here at Herb Akerfield. Anthony Gallison will be the one to lead off. So the Dock Spiders, Sengeg on the mound, Paul Smith at catcher, Teddy Dieters at first, Luke Nowitzki at second, Jake Serrain at third, Jack Gorman at short, Travis Strickler at left, Connor Cooney at center, and Jack Peterson at right. So Anthony Gallison will step in now. Gallison the leadoff, 12 hits on 39 at-bats. He's had 7 RBIs and 5 runs, batting a .308. So Sengeg, University of Texas, Dallas. Products from College Station, Texas. He's appeared in 4 games with an 0-2 record. He's allowed 20 hits, 11 runs, and 15 Ks as the 1-0 comes down low. 4 ball, 2-0. He's had 19 innings of work, so out of College Station, Texas, the 2-0 comes right in the zone for a strike, 2-1. Gallison's had 11 RBIs. He's been impressive. He's really started to swing the bat well as the 2-1 comes in. Gallison pops it out on the backside. 2-2, so Sengeg has done well to get back in this count. It's a 2-2 count. Warm summer evening, 85 degrees here in Fond du Lac. As the 2-2 comes in and Gallison pops a 1 out on the right field side. So here at Herb Baker Field, obviously the Dock Spiders, you know, this is their field at home during the summer, but every other month after that, it is Marion University's. As the 2-2, Gallison flies a ball out right field side. So this is Marion University's home field, and this is actually on the campus of Marion. But it's occupied by Northwoods League. During the summer, the 2-2, swinging a ground ball that bounces over Sengeg that goes through the second base gap, rolls into center, and Anthony Gallison will take first, a leadoff single. So Ty Johnson is due up, and that's exactly what you need. Gallison, a leadoff single, and he did one yesterday in the first game where he grounded a ball into left field. Ty Johnson is due up. Wasn't in the lineup yesterday in both games. So he slotted back in at second base today. As Johnson swings and grounds a ball into the glove of Gorman, the throw at second, the throw back to first from Nowitzki, and not in time. So Gallison gets out at second, and Johnson goes to first. Almost a 6-4-3 double play from the Dock Spiders, but they only get one down. Jack Passier is due up. Batting a .324, 24 hits on 70 at-bats. As pitch comes down low in for a strike, 0-1. So Ty Johnson is at first. Gallison, who got out at second, one down. No balls, a strike. Sengeg sits, winds, and fires. Is a swing and a ground ball over to Gorman, the throw at second, and throw one more to first. Does he get there? And this time is the double play. Gorman, the shortstop, finds Nowitzki right over to the first baseman, Teddy Dieters. So there was the double play as the Rafters come up empty as we head to the bottom of the first here on WFHR.
You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Crescenda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
The Todd Alba Show.
These fires in Alberta, they're just this very narrow jet stream, just bringing all that kind of smoke down. What it does is those sunsets and sunrises. Yeah. I mean, you've just got this massive deep red disc up in the sky. It's like you're in a Star Wars, you know, movie or something like that.
The Todd Alba Show.
Which makes sense when you look at the Civic Media lineup. I mean, we really look like the Cantina Bar as far as all the characters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
To the bottom of the first we go as the Raptors and the Noxpiners just getting going. Raptors came up empty. Gallison got to first, but Johnson was able to get to first off of a fielder choice, but Gallison got thrown out at second. So Basir also grounded out. So there's where the three outs come from as Rosencrantz sets in and deals for a strike. Jacob Rosencrantz is at four games appeared in with a 2-0 record. He won versus Lakeshore and Madison earlier this month. He's had 15 innings pitched with 12 hits and 2 runs allowed. He's also had 12 strikeouts as a swing and a ground ball in for Cooney. The throw at second for Dotson is in time. So Johnson at second, and there's one out for the Raptors. So Luke Nowitzki out of Cal State East Bay from Pleasanton, California, the exact same hometown as Jack Basir is. So perhaps I would bet on that they know each other. Plays for Cal State East Bay, the rising junior, who's at four RBIs. And a returning Knox Spider, Rosencrantz, sets in and deals up and away for a ball. 1-0. Rosencrantz on the mound. Ligzo at catcher. Basir at first. Johnson at second. Taylor at third. Degatti at shortstop. Gallison at left. Hugo at center. And Bobo at right. As Rosencrantz fires in a 1-0 down low for a ball. 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. One down, bottom of the first. Raptors got a hit from Gallison. As the 2-0 swing and a miss upstairs. On Nowitzki, four strike, 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Rosencrantz sets, fires the 2-1 swing and a ground ball over to Taylor. Fields it in the glove. The throw across the diamond is on time as Basir had to reach out to his left for two down. So two straight ground outs. This brings up Travis Strickler from Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University. Rising senior from Glendale, Arizona. Eight RBIs, batting a 317. So two down for the Raptors. Looking for a three up and three down inning as Rosencrantz sets in as a swing and a drive that drops in the right center gap. Rounding first, heading for second is Strickler. The throw from Hugo, is it in time? It's not. So Travis Strickler starting his day off with a double. So Teddy Dieters is due up. And he's been rather impressive, batting a 361. The rising sophomore from Xavier University and a Maple Plain, Minnesota native. Eight RBIs and a home run. So Strickler stands at second. And the Raptors give up their first hit, and it comes in the bottom of the first. Rosencrantz sets in the check swing. Was it upstairs? It was for a ball. 1-0. One oh count. Jacob Rosencrantz out of Lincolnshire, Illinois. He sets, fires in the 1-0 inside for a strike. 1-1. One ball, one strike. Bottom of the first inning, two down for the Raptors. Rosencrantz looks over at second, fires in the 1-1. Swinging a ball pulled out on the left side. out of play, 1-2. Ball and two strikes. Each team with a hit. Callison had a leadoff single. And Strickler has returned the favor with a double here in the bottom of the first. Two down, one ball and two strikes. Rosengrant sets, winds, and fires in the 1-2. And just backing up was Dieters for a ball. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Jacob Rosengrant went to Stevenson High School. A 2-2 record with Valparaiso. The 2-2 swinging a ground ball that stays fair on the third baseline. Taylor fires it across the diamond. Does he get it to Bazier? Does not in time. So Dieters takes first. Strickler moves to third. And now a runner in prime scoring position for the Dock Spiders. So Jared Hines in. Will step in the redshirt junior from Wisconsin Parkside. Batting a 242. So the Rafters give up their second hit. Now on the verge of giving up their first run. Rosengrant fires in as a swing and a ground ball that goes right into the glove of Johnson. Fields it up and throws it to first on time for the third out. So the Rafters allow two hits, but fortunately for them, no runs as we head to the top of the second inning here on WFHR.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Top of the second we go as Brendan Bobo will step in the left-handed batter's box. A rising senior from Cal State Fullerton and a Santa Cruz, California native. He's had 7 hits on 34 in bats, batting a 206 as he swings and flies a ball into center field. Running after it is Cooney and makes a grab for one down. So Jack Gervich is due up, batting a 282. Leads the team in home runs with 4 and also RBIs with 15. He's also got 13 runs as well. So he's a trustworthy left-hander as Sengig sets and fires in down low for a ball. 1-0. Gervich had 142 at-bats with San Diego, 38 hits and 26 RBIs. He batted a 259 as Sengig fires in and throws a strike, 1-1. One ball, one strike, one down. Sengig sets, fires. The 1-1 swing and a ground ball. And running after it is Nowitzki. Slides, dives, and throws it to first. Does he get there? And does not. Gervich will take first. So the second hit of the game comes for Jack Gervich. As Logan Hugo is due up, adding a 241. 5 RBIs on the season. 14 hits on 58 at-bats. He also has 8 runs as well. So the competitor from Eastern Michigan University. So at first, he's Gurevich. Sengig sets and deals as he throws it up above the zone for a ball. 1-0. One out count. The 1-0 comes down low and away for a ball. 2-0. One down here on top of the second. Each team with 2 hits. For the Raptors, Gallison got a leadoff single in the top of the first. And now Jack Gurevich is at first now. Sengig sets and serves in the 2-0. Down below for a ball. 3-0. 3-0 count with one down. Jack Gurevich, San Diego product, the big leadoff at first. Sengig, the 3-0 delivery, inside for ball number 4. So 4 straight balls, and that's going to advance Hugo to first. Hugo to first, Gurevich to second. And the Raptors orchestrating an attack here in the top of the second. Shane Taylor is due up. In the second game yesterday, hit a solo home run in the top of the second. He's at 14 hits, 7 RBIs, batting at 275. So Taylor, the left-hander from Utah Tech. At first, Hugo, second, Gurevich. And Sengig sets, fires, and Taylor pops one out on the backside. 0-1. No balls, a strike, one down. Raptors, 2 runners on. The 0-1. Down low for a strike, 0-2. Clips the inside edge of the zone. No balls, 2 strikes. Sengig ahead on the count, 0-2. Looks off at second, kicks, winds, and fires in the 0-2 just above the zone for a ball. 1-2. 1-2. One down. They got a double play. The Knox Spiders did in the first. They're looking to do that again. The 1-2 curveball just outside of the zone for a ball. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hugo at first, Gurevich ready to run at second. 1 down, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Sengig will come set. Look in, kicks and serves the 2-2. Shane Taylor flies the ball out on the left field side. Running after it is Strickler and reaches out and makes the grab. Out of play in foul territory for 2 down. So Taylor flies out. So Hogan Oligzo is due up. 3 hits on 10 at-bats, batting a 300 with 2 RBIs. The Omaha, Nebraska native out of Creighton University. Was rated the number 1 catcher in Nebraska. He batted a 314 for the Creighton Blue Jays this season. Was a big part of their hitting success. 2 down. Sengig fires as Oligzo swings and grounds a ball into the glove of Gorman, who has trouble fielding it, goes in and out of his glove. So the bases come juice. There's the first error for the Dock Spiders. So Jorge Degani has an opportunity here to get an RBI. Degani with 4 RBIs on the season out of Indiana University. So at first is Oligzo, second is Hugo. And the Pacific Palisades native Jack Gurevich stands at third. Sengig fires in as Degani swings and grounds a ball into the second baseman. Nowitzki, who steps on the second base bag for the third out. So the Raptors were really close. Almost got home, but unfortunately they come up empty. No runs as we head to the bottom of the second inning here on WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 58 tonight under partly cloudy skies, southeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. A mix of clouds and sun again tomorrow. Daytime high is approaching 89. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 63. Chance for scattered storms Saturday and Sunday, 90 Saturday, 75 Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 87.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes, their age, the way they speak? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a single father of two who works three
part-time jobs and still can't put enough food on the table?
Or maybe a mother who cleans offices at night,
hoping to find meeting leftovers to take home to her hungry family?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet.
I am the one in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. People you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong, and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Number 22, Jack. Bottom of the second we go, and Jack Peterson at a Trinity University is due up. So the rafters allow two hits in the bottom of the first. Strickler got to second, and Dieters got to first. But they had three groundouts. So Jack Peterson, a rising redshirt junior from Round Rock, Texas, batting a 180, sees a strike right inside of the zone for an 0-1 count. Rafters had the bases juiced in the top half of the inning, but unfortunately, DeGotti grounded out as that ball's popped up and skied out on the backside. 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Jacob Rosenkrantz on a 2-2 record with the Valparaiso Beacons. He fires in for a ball. 1-2. 2-2 record with 11.3 ERA. He had 12 appearances with a 28 2/3 innings pitched. 46 hits and 40 runs allowed. But he also acquired 20 strikeouts as the 1-2 pulls away back on the right side for a foul. 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Rosenkrantz looks in. Kicks, winds, and serves. The 1-2. Inside edge for strike number three. Rosenkrantz records his first strikeout of the day, and it comes on Jack Peterson. So now Jack Gorman is due up. Rising senior from Presbyterian College and a Memphis, Tennessee native, batting a 208. He's had 9 RBIs and a home run. So one down for the Rafters, bottom two. Rosenkrantz serves it in, down on a changeup down low for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes, one down. Each team with two hits. Knox Spiners have an error that got Haligzo to first. The 1-0, swing and a drive into deep center field. Running after it and making the grab is Ty Johnson for the second out. So Gorman flies out. And this brings up Paul Smith, the rising sophomore out of Rice University from Houston, Texas, batting a 167. He's had one RBI on the season. So a reliable catcher behind the plate. And the Rafters here with two down. Rosenkrantz serves it in. First pitch just above the zone for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Each team with two hits. So two down here, bottom of the second. The 1-0 comes in, swinging a ball popped away on the left field side. Running after it is Shane Taylor, the third baseman, makes an excellent catch for the third out. So a three up and three down inning for the Rafters as we head to the top of the third here on WFHR.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person.